Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin. Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours. And I am, of course, joined tonight by my lady, my love, my
Hi.
Beautiful partner. Hi, darling. Robin, how are you?
Hi. Pretty good.
All right.
Trying to keep warm and keep this, get the snow, to stop. It's been a ridiculous amount of snow here.
Well, so what's the grand total there right now?
Right now we're at about 24 inches of snow, and they're expecting a 3 to 5 overnight. It's still snowing outside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I noticed the moment of silence to completely absorb that. The kids had a blast outside today.
Oh, I bet they did.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they did. So, wow. Yeah, that is a ton of snow.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, Yeah, well, I don't have nearly the same kind of weather over here.
Yeah, I know.
Coming to you live from beautiful Las Vegas, as I look out the window at the Luxor and Mandalay Bay. Yeah, it was a little warmer here today than it is back there. So, I'm a little disappointed. I mean, that much snow, and of course, you know, the whole state shutting down, and you know, my office back home, everybody got the day off to go play in the snow, and you know, of course, I'm having fun, you know, teaching. I always enjoy my classes. Some classes are more fun than others. This one's just a good group. It's fun people. And so I'm really enjoying it. And, it's always a little bit easier when I'm teaching a master technician class because, you know, these are people that have already been doing this in the field for years. So we've got a lot of similar experiences. And, you know, that makes it a little more fun. And, you know, admittedly, the weather here is, you know, pretty nice. We're expecting a record high here tomorrow for this day in history. So, yeah, not nearly the same weather that there is back home. So, oh, man. Yeah, so what, the whole state's just crippled and paralyzed? I mean, that 24 inches, you know, plus is a lot of snow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean that's just a lot of damn snow. I don't care where you live. That's a lot of snow.
Uh-huh.
So, and you know, of course, today we're going to be doing a full moon ritual, and then next week we're doing Ostara ritual,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the first day of spring, and thinking about, you know, warmer weather,
and
we're still supposed to get
snow. Probably going to have 2 feet of snow on the ground still.
We're supposed to get snow next week, so.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah.
It was a quiet winter this year until this month.
Yeah, right, you know.
Yeah.
You know, rolling into March here.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, we have all of our rituals. I've already mentioned that this is our full moon ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's interesting. You know, you and I were talking, and we try to do a lot with our rituals, and you know, you and I are always talking about getting closer to our food, and you know, you talk about it, of course, from all the holistic health coach stuff that you're so wonderful at, and you know, trying to help keep us all healthy, and that sort of thing. But one of the things that you know, and then I'm always talking about it from a spiritual point of view. Now, how do we get closer to our food and, you know, and closer to the meaning of the Sabbaths and all of that kind of cool stuff that we do? And tonight is one of those things where it kind of comes together. And, you know, we were talking before the ritual about, you know, the farm people over there, you know, the Amish and any of the farmers really over there. At this time of year, they're in that final preparation for planting,
mm-hmm.
that last cleaning out of the garden, cleaning out of the field.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we decided, and we'll go ahead and let people know in advance, that tonight's ritual and our visit to the goddess in the temple on the hill is going to be about the final preparation of our spiritual garden. What are those things that need to be taken off to the corner pile and burned? What extra trash is piled up over the winter that needs to be pulled from our gardens? It could be anger, it could be resentment, it could be anything that's going to choke the growth of whatever we plant in the spring. And we want to start with a clean, fresh garden, ready to plant our programs and our progress and our whatever we want to achieve in the summer. in this coming growing season, what do we want to achieve in our lives, and let's get the crap out of the way. So that's what we're going to do tonight. And I'm pretty excited about it because I've, you know, actually got a couple of things I know what I'm going to pull from the garden. So, you know, so anything that you wanted to add to that?
No, good.
Okay. Well, with that, let's go ahead and bring in our ritualists, our regular Tuesday night coven, Navasi and Shira and Vega. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
We're here.
All right. So, yeah, Niv lives in Pennsylvania also, but she missed the whole thing. I mean, it was like a non-event over where you live.
Nope, not a bit at all. It was so funny because, like, the entire school system from West Virginia clear up to state line there at New York was shut down for at least two hours. Every shelter, every food bank, you name it, they shut it down. I got up this morning and there was a dusting on my front porch.
Yeah.
That was it. They were calling 5 to 11. We didn't even make half inch. Maybe now because it was snowing right at sundown. But
because we got it all, Liv.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it all went to Upper Central.
What you get for doing this to me every year? So we didn't get at all what they expected. And just... It missed us by one county, for real. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was that kind of, yeah, 20 miles in either direction, and you went from rain to sleet to foot of snow all within a one-hour drive. It was crazy.
Not one of those fans of it.
Yeah, sure, in Vega. How about you guys? What's going on with you?
We have rain now, thankfully. We've got rid of the snow, we hope, because we've had it way more times. Our lower mainland had 25 inches.
Wow.
Oh, my.
So we broke some records and don't want to do it again for another 20 years.
Yeah, those aren't the records you want to break, right?
Well, no, and the snow
not
here
especially.
Is wet, and nobody knows how to drive on it, so it just becomes an absolute nightmare because you've got people out there that don't know how to negotiate it at all.
Yeah.
Because we only see it once every 5 years.
Yeah. And most of us don't have snow tires.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. We don't put them on because you don't get snow.
Really?
We haven't had any snow in 3 years.
Wow. See, we have snow... You know, every winter we get a lot of snow.
Yeah, we haven't had any in 3 years.
It's usually some snow here, some snow here, some snow here. Not wait all winter. Here's all your damn snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, 25 inches of snow, 24 inches, whatever it is at the house. Nobody knows how to drive it now.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
You know, I mean, that, you know, snowmobile.
You drive right
weather.
To the house and you stay there.
That's right.
Yeah, you drive from the parking area down to the garage and put the car inside and just, you know, stay warm.
Oh, yeah. My car's in the garage.
Exactly.
Good girl.
Know.
Our garage is our driveway. It just buries it.
Oh, yeah. No, we have an under-the-house garage, which is kind of nice.
So, is everybody ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We are.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. Everyone, just take a deep breath. And let's get ourselves in ritual mode here. Am I ratting?
Become aware of the people around you, both physical
and in other places around the globe. We have come together in spirit to celebrate the full moon. As we approach the preparations for the new harvest, the new planting, and the sun shines just a little bit longer every day, we look forward to deciding what to plant, what to nurture, what to grow, and what will come to its fullness in the near future.
Focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Envision pulling the energy of the universe in through your crown. Now focus and open your third eye chakra. Open your throat. Open your heart. Open your solar plexus, your second chakra, and your root. Feel the energy of the universe as it spills all through your body, down into your legs, down into your feet and toes, filling you and spreading upward and down your arms. Feel it as it moves into your hands and fingers. Raise your hands in front of you. Open your palm chakras and feel and see the beams of energy as the blue-white light of the universe streams from your hands, connecting with all of the people around the globe, listening to my voice tonight. Become aware of the web of light that surrounds and protects this space and this time. We are now in a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected by the light of the universe, together, here tonight, to honor our God.
You are comfortably warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected, reaching out toward your gods inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It knows no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Guardians of the East, O element of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night of the Crow Moon. As your winds begin to warm the land, help us to break through the crusted snows of winter. Bring us together under the last moon of winter to plan for the newness of spring to come. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Powers of the South, O element of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night for the full moon of March. Under this crow moon, we ask you to provide the warmth and light we need as we plant our seeds of hope for success. May your flames ignite our passions and bring us together around your fires. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Guardians of the West, O element of water, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night of the Crow Moon. May your waters provide nourishment and quiet moments for study and renewal as we prepare the soil for planting. Help us to find inspiration that we do. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Powers of the North, O element of Earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night of the Crow Moon. As we awaken to the warming of the Earth, may we stay focused, grounded, and thankful as we move forward beneath this last moon of winter. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Beloved ancestors, you who have gone before, we call upon you and ask that you be with us this night. We honor you and hold you in our hearts tonight and every night. Please share with us in your wisdom so that we may best follow the guidance received. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
O God, we call on you tonight in your form as the young hero. We bid you join us here in this place and time. We know you are watching over the forest and its animals as we experience the awakening of spring. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far, to make plans, and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, O hero. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
O goddess, we call on you tonight in your form as maiden. We bid you join us here and now. Grant us the gift of your presence. Please join us as we honor you with this full moon. You are the young maiden, preparing to bring life and light back into the world. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and your light. Help us to see far and to make plans and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us this night, O maiden. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. We join together tonight to celebrate the full moon of March. Tonight is the night to do a spell or ask a boon. It is a time for us to look towards fullness and the bounty yet to come, to create a space inside which to treasure the love in our lives and wander through the world with a kind heart, seeking sacred moments, connecting with the green woods and lushness of the world around us. Whatever our need tonight, we ask of the goddess to hear us and assist us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Tonight, we participate in a guided meditation. We will visit the goddess in our astral temple. Tonight, we will again cross the little stone bridge to the temple on the hill, where we will commune with the goddess as we each see her and feel her love for us.
Find a comfortable position. Light a candle if you wish. Close your eyes and relax. Breathe deeply and listen to the rhythms of your body. And as you listen, you begin to feel yourself floating. Pause for a moment and enjoy the feeling of floating, the feeling of weightlessness. Relax. Listen to the rhythms of your body. Listen to your breath. You become aware of your new surroundings. You sit on a bench in the center of a clearing in the woods. The bench is one of many in a small circle around a fountain. The fountain flows with clear water. In fact, as you look, you realize that the water is almost impossibly clear, almost impossibly crisp. It looks cool and refreshing. The clearing where you are sitting is small and the trees are close. You feel their presence, and yet you are not afraid. Everything here is friendly. Everything here is welcoming. You feel a slight breeze, a little crisp in the air as it moves your hair and clothes. Smell the scent of the trees around you. You hear a call of the bird that flies and wheels overhead, and the rustle of life in the trees. All is calm. All is welcoming. All is at peace. You notice a small path leading away from the fountain. Follow it. And as you walk, you see snow to either side, tufts of the grass sticking up through the top of the snow. You feel the earth crunch slightly beneath your feet. You see tracks in the snow and hear animals burrowing and scurrying. After a time, you come to a small footbridge made of stone. Look at it. See how it arches gracefully and crosses a rocky creek of rapidly flowing water. Like the water of the fountain, it seems almost impossibly cool and crisp. Watch the way the light plays in the currents on the water. Hear the sounds that splashes against the rocks. Step up onto the bridge now and look down. Feel the mist in the air from the spray. See the ice as it forms from that spray and forms in the cracks of the rocks. Take a moment now and picture all of the burdens, all of the cares of this world, and place them on the railing of the stone bridge. You may see them as packages, rocks, bricks, or any other image that symbolizes burdens. One by one, place all of these burdens, all of these fears, all of these doubts. One by one, pile them up on the bridge. See them on the rail. You may even notice that there are more packages or rocks than you even realized. The goddess knows. And when you are certain that every last burden is there presented on the bridge, push them in. See them as they splash into the water. See the water swallowing them. See them washed away by the clear, fresh water of the goddess. The goddess will deal with them now. She will take them and deal with them until it is time for you to get them back. Some she may keep. Others she may return, because some things must be dealt with. But at any rate, in this moment, you are free of all of these burdens. Cross the bridge now and follow the path into the woods. Know that you are open and free as you enter the realm of the goddess, prepared to meet her. As you walk through the woods, you feel the closeness of the goddess and of nature. It's almost like a hug from the goddess. And as you walk, you begin to hear the sounds of the ocean. They seem somewhat distant and muted. And as you walk, the trees part and you realize that you're standing on a cliff overlooking the ocean far below. Look down and see the incredible power as the ocean smashes against the rocks. And understand the power and the majesty of the goddess and of her power. You glance up the hill and you see a path that follows the cliff line rising towards the top of the hill. Follow it. Follow that path, feeling a sense of homecoming. Follow the path more quickly now. And as you round a final turn, you see the temple on the hill. This beautiful, glowing temple with a dome on top, held up by columns, shining in the sunlight, welcoming you home. Rush inside and pause. Feel the coolness. Feel the sense of peace. Feel the home. As you look around, you see that there are 9 columns of white stone. On the column rests a great dome with an oculus in the center, open to the sky. From the edges of the oculus hang 9 chains that support a cauldron of silver that hangs at waist level over a fire in the center of the floor, immediately beneath the opening of the dome. Next to the fire and the cauldron is a large white altar. It is so white, in fact, that it appears to give off its own light. Beside that is a throne of the same material, and further to the side, a small writing desk, a bench, and a table with a food and 2 cups. You now become aware of a presence entering the temple. And as you look, you see the goddess approaching. Have no preconceived notions of how she will appear. Let her come to you in a way that is appropriate for you tonight in this moment. However she looks, you immediately feel her love. You feel welcome and comfortable. She approaches and offers you a hug. And as she hugs you, you feel all of the love and joy of being held. You feel the love and healing energy flowing into you, filling you almost to bursting. She motions you to the writing desk. And as you sit, you see a scrap of parchment appear before you. And next to that, a quill and an inkwell. You are instructed to write onto the paper that which you wish to remove from your garden in preparation for the planting to come. This may be a fear or doubt that is holding you back, a resentment that you're hanging on to. Whatever it is that you need to remove to prepare your spiritual garden for the planting, write it on this slip of paper. And after you've written it, look at the piece of paper and contemplate the meaning. And as you watch, the ink seems to turn blue and then glow with a bright blue light shines from within and then fades. You are instructed to fold the paper and you're guided to the fire in the center of the floor. And you are told that you have to throw it into the fire, that you have to do this and you have to release this from you. Throw it in. Watch as the fire consumes the paper. It curls up, bursts into flame. And then the cinders fall into the coals, and it is gone. A little puff of smoke rises around the cauldron, moves up into the opening and into the sky. It is gone. The goddess takes you now to the table and instructs you to sit on a bench. She offers you a refreshment from a tray and pours water from a pitcher into the two cups. As you sip, you notice this is water from the same fountain and the same creek. It tastes cool and refreshing and somehow fills you with love and healing energy. Sit now and talk with the goddess about what you have requested be removed. And then listen to her answer as she gives you instruction and guidance. Her message for you may come in words, it may come in images, or it may come as a simple knowing. The message may be clear now, or it may be something that you have to think about and meditate on later. However the message comes, listen. Ask questions if you like. Have a conversation with the goddess. She reaches back toward the table and lifts another tray, and from this she presents you with a gift. This gift is something that will help you with the accomplishment of your goal. Look at it, take it, and offer thanks to the goddess. This is something that has come to you recently or will come to you very soon. You may even understand its meaning immediately, or it may be something that you need to contemplate. Whatever the case, thank her again for her gift. She rises now and guides you back to the path where you came in. She takes you by the hand, hugs you once more, and bids you love and farewell. until your next visit. You know that you can return as often as you like. There is no separation. Travel back down the path, through the trees, cross the bridge, and sit on the bench again by the fountain, thinking of all you have experienced. It is now time to return to your body, and on the count of three, you will be back. One, you feel your body in the room where you're sitting. You feel its weight. Two, you're getting heavier. Move your fingers and toes and feel your body. Shrug your shoulders. Settle back into your body. And three, you are fully returned and present in your body in this moment.
Great Goddess, from whom we are all born, guide us to a place of gratitude for all we have. Help us to maintain this attitude in our lives and in the world. Grant us strength and courage as we move forward this night. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Great Goddess of the Universe, O Maiden Goddess, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times, for we know that you never leave us. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
God of the universe, hero, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail
and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Beloved ones, great ancestors, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this growth of path of growth and connection. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and
hail.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Farewell. And farewell.
Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and your powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts that you have bestowed upon us this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
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 And
farewell.
Farewell.
Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and spirit powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail.
And farewell.
And farewell.
Spirits of the East, We thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for the gifts you have bestowed upon us this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
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 The circle is open but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
All right. Thank you, everyone. All right. As is our custom, while everyone collects themselves and grounds a little bit, we're going to listen to a song. And tonight, I'm kind of in a fun mood, and I thought Dragon Ritual Drummers have a great song called Masters of Chaos. And it just seems appropriate for the weather and everything that's going on lately. So stick around, listen to Masters of Chaos by Dragon Ritual Drummers, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Thank you. to International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
You're listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours with Terry and Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hi, honey.
And we are joined tonight by Niv and Shira and Vega, and we just finished our full moon ritual this month. And thanks, everybody, for being with us tonight.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I was mildly distracted. I looked out the window and the Luxor building, the pyramid, is just lit up.
Cool.
And the edges have lights that crawl up and down, and the capstone is glowing, and a little bit later the beam will shoot out the top and shoot up into the sky. So I was distracted for a moment. Such a cool building. I know. So anyway, so thanks everybody for being part of the ritual tonight. What a great evening. So I want to give everybody a chance to share a little bit. And so I'm going to start tonight with Shira.
Again. it was very, very peaceful. I noticed that kind of drifted in and out a few times, just being really relaxed. And let's see. My gift was a blank piece of paper. So I think somewhere in there I'm supposed to write my own story. Or, you know, it's up to me to put what I want on the paper. I'll have to look into that a little further. Yeah. So it was
that's
just
very
nice
cool.
And, yeah. Just nice and calm. Very calm. You know. I think your story is whatever you want to make it. So it's a blank piece of paper. Start over. Start fresh. I don't know. Trying to figure that one out.
All right. Well, a little bit of contemplation is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Vega, what are you going to share tonight?
I had a similar experience. It was really calming, very peaceful. I really just drifted through it. Thank you for leading us on that voyage. My gift was... I couldn't tell whether it was a pen or a feather, and I think either one would be appropriate at this point. And maybe I need to share that pen with Shira's piece of paper or something. I'm not sure. But
maybe I was supposed to write the story together.
Could be.
That could be.
We have been. It's an ongoing process. But yeah, lovely. Lovely evening. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for being here. Niv, what would you like to share?
I was gifted with some moonflower seeds. Moonflower is the ones that I've had before. I haven't seen them in a while. The last ones that I got must have been the giants, because they were about 6 inches across. And I haven't seen any in a while like that. For people that don't know what they look like a, they unfurl like a morning glory. And they unfurl at sundown. And it's a very sweet nectar smell that comes from sort of like a nicotina, which is a real sweet smell, and it draws bats. So I'm not really sure why. Maybe I'm supposed to go find these big ones again. I would absolutely love to have some more of them. I know that...
Yeah, can you plant them with morning glories?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Morning glories
don't bloom
so they
at the same size. They don't bloom at the
again?
Same time.
No, they do not. Morning glories, of course, open in the morning, and I call them Zells. But... that's what I call them. And those are in the morning up until about noontime. And then if the sun is warm enough, they'll close back up. But night bloomers, which that's what the moon plates or moon flowers are, they start unfurling right about sundown. And they are repeat bloomers all summer long into the first frost. And they are prolific. Once they get a good root, they just go.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I find some, Robin, I will definitely share some with you, because they are the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I used
but,
to have them in my garden in Manalapan. I do love them. And they reseed themselves every year. They get these little balls, little
yeah.
seed balls that fall
and
reseed themselves. Or you can collect and move them around.
Right. And then, you know, you always have that one wiry one that shows up at the previous time.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had them in, gosh, maybe close to 10 years now.
Yeah.
I know Terry Michael Riley down in Arkansas sells them. So I'm going
yeah.
to see if he has some giant ones handy.
Mm-hmm.
He grows them.
Very cool.
Pretty, yeah. So I'm not sure what that
right.
means,
and
but time to plant.
I was going to say, do you know what the meaning is, or if it's just
I think it's
that's just something to contemplate.
I think a lot of it is something to do with the coven here. It's time to reach
okay.
out, maybe. And we'll see how that
okay.
goes. It's that time
okay.
again. April is our birthday, so it's coming.
All right. All right, Robin, what about you? What would you like to share tonight?
Well, honestly, I've got, you know, sort of snow on the brain. And, you know, in my life, the gods have always had a sense of humor. And honestly, she just handed me a snow shovel and laughed and walked away. And she thought she was being very smug and funny. And, you know, the gods sometimes don't have a lot to say. They just, you know, she thought that was very funny, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Let's think on that one.
Yeah.
Don't let Jackie outside.
Oh, no, she knows better. They were over, Timmy and Tommy and Hunter were over there digging out her car this afternoon.
Oh, my. Yeah, because she can't
yeah.
probably see a thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. It is about time for Robin to tell people how to get in touch with us.
Well, if you'd like to get in touch with myself or Terry, the best way to do it is to send us an email. And you can email us at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. If you do use that Gmail address, make sure you put something in the subject so that we'll know that it's a radio station email and that it requires a response. The other ways you can reach us are, of course, on Facebook, my Facebook page, Robin A. McKean, or Terry's Facebook page, Rev. Terry Power HP. And you can always reach us there, or there are other Facebook pages associated with us, like the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings Facebook page and the Spiritual Wellness Physical Health Facebook page. There's a CERN Facebook page. There's all kinds of ways to reach us. Or,
yeah,
you know,
Spiritual Unity Radio Network, yeah. Or just email us at Gmail and then we'll get to you.
There you go.
All right. Well, I do want to let people know that we are going to, we got an event coming up in June that we will be participating and appearing at Sumera Fair or Sumera Fest. I'm not quite sure what the name of it is. And it's going to be picture Rin Fair in Sumeria. And everybody's going to be wearing Sumerian garb. And many of the gods and goddesses from the Sumerian pantheon will be present to interact with and instruct and talk with the visitors. There will be some workshops. There will be tons of fun. Food vendor and, you know, some camping if you want to come out and camp for the weekend. It's just going to be a lot of fun. Ritual or two. Get to know some fun people and hang out with Sumerians and, you know, walk like a Sumerian, I guess. Robin, did you want to add anything to that?
It's going to be a lot of fun. They're also looking for people who are interested in vending. So if you're interested in vending, please contact Hands of Change, Coven. And you can find them on Facebook. You can find them on the Internet if you Google them, too. They have a website.
Handsofchange.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, again, thanks to all of our ritualists. Tuesday night rituals wouldn't be the same without you guys. I mean, this is really our Tuesday night coven. And we love you guys, and we're honored that you're here with us for these rituals. So thank you.
We're glad to have them.
Yep. They would be much shorter.
Yeah. Be a lot of music after that one, right?
You betcha.
All right. Well, again, thanks to everyone. Robin, did you have anything to say before we wish everyone a good night?
Nah.
Okay.
Keep your head above the snow, Robin.
Yeah. The kids had a blast, and they actually are not going to school tomorrow either. They already closed school for tomorrow.
Nice snow days.
Yeah.
Okay. Snow days with enough snow to play in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Nope, don't have any here. Darn.
No.
Careful
what you wish for, Nev.
I'm not driving 3 hours to find out where it is either.
Don't blame you.
All right. Well, thanks again to everyone. We love you guys, and we wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Good night and blessed be.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.